And my next guest is on the line. Let me just tell you, I have a little drop of apprehension about this discussion because we're going to be talking something about something, pardon me, that I know nothing about. It is called Edenism. And to discuss that with me is Shervin Gorbani, an Iranian living in South Africa. If he sounds familiar, it's because we have spoken before about his experiences as an Iranian in South Africa, as an Iranian with family in Iran, and where his stance is vis-a-vis the ongoing war. But today we're going to be talking about something entirely different. Shervin, great to have you with me again on The Home Run. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you for having me into your studio and talking about Edenism.
Yeah, I'm smiling from ear to ear because it's not often I have a discussion with somebody and I know nothing about the topic. And today I'm going to put my hand up and say, Shervin, I know nothing. You've got to help me here. The title, so I was told by my producer, is How Edenism Can Support Zionism, Judaism, and Every Faith. What is it? What are we talking about?
Simon, I think you know it by your heart, and all your listeners also know about Edenism. But I'm trying to format it for Judaism and also with the Zionism in such a way that is corresponds to all the other faiths. A good Jew is actually doing the same thing as a good Muslim or good Baha'i or good Christian. It's something that with the current situation of Iran, I'm getting into it to come to the conclusion that maybe we can bring everybody on board to one direction under the new name Edenism. Nothing actually is new. It's something that is all our sages were talking about, all the rabbis are broadcasting and talking about, our Torah is talking, and the other faith. So we have something in common, and Judaism, by being one of the most ancient religion that has gave a chance to the other religions to be built upon the teachings of the Judaism, maybe we can do something about being the light for the other nations with the seven Noahid laws, and something that I'm expecting to build the temple and the Garden of Eden in its original place, which is Iran, which somehow to look at all the conflict in such a way that maybe is giving us chance to become close to each other.
So, Shervin, I did get a small press release from our producer as to more or less what this was. I think it's really important to clarify up front, you're not saying this is a religion. You're saying it's a behavior code. I just think it would get a lot of people's backs 100%. Up if we kind of thought we were reinventing Abrahamic religions here. You're not. You're saying it's a behavior code, right?
Keep your religion, but let's see what the other religions also talks, and maybe we have something in common that we can work on, which in my opinion is the seven Noah's law, and with the common sense, which is missing in many of our aspects of life, and plus a backbone, which we can talk about that backbone. What is the common sense with the backbone?
Where did this idea arise from or out of? Has it been around for a long time? Just acquaint me with the concept.
Okay, the concept has been always with me. I try to see and learn from the other religion and try to understand what makes us so much distance from each other. Is there any way to bring all of us together that somehow we feel that we can promote the empathy for each other? Then the marketing of the evil things that is wants to separate us and put us in a funny situation, they cannot work. It actually is like a vaccination for evil thoughts that make us separated and not to be in line to be a human decency. So that idea has been always with me, but the current situation, especially, Sam, I should tell you, the South African Jews are very special Jews, and you cannot find South African Jews in the other countries. There is something special.
Why do you say that?
The mindset of a South African Jews is very much, because we have been in South Africa and we went through the apartheid, and then after apartheid, the Rainbow Nation somehow it sticks to your subconscious. And the one good thing that happened recently, I saw it that the South African Zionist Federation took the initiatives to bring Iranian to their parties, and also give the time to talk about to. And I for example, in Yom Ha'atzmaut, I saw that Iranian girl is talking to Israeli father that lost his son in the 7 October. And the emotions that I was observing from these two is beyond any media, beyond anything that you can see on TV or talk about on radio station. Who gave that opportunity was South African Zionist Federation. And to see that, listen, these two, actually, their countries are at war with each other, no matter that the Islamic regime is just the government of Iran, has nothing to do with the 95 million Iranian people, doesn't matter. They took the risk, the Zionist Federation of South Africa took the risk to bring the Iranian into the VIP seats, and they gave the chance for Israeli and Iranian, like two humans, sit next to each other and cry. She was crying for something else. He was crying for something else. But actually, at the core was the same thing. Evil of the Hamas, which is, again, I want to emphasize, maybe I have no idea, maybe the people of Gaza also, when you go and talk to them, that humanity, you talk to them, are you happy with these people, put you in this situation and all those things, it's very different. This is the human interaction between people, which I do believe, even my surname is Qurbani, which has come from the shortage of Qurban, Qurbanot. Is not, finally, Simon, sacrifice is the act. The goal was to come closeness. Qurban is actually, yes, to get to the to get close to each other. And I saw that, and I think this Edenism, which is going back to the Garden of Eden, is something that I have passion for, it to bring the humanity and human aspects of different cultures, different faith, different race to each other, especially with the current situation. Looks like anytime something big disaster and trauma and war happens, for a period of maybe a few years, we human beings, we come to the conclusion that maybe I need to rethink about my life again. What is mattering in life? Is to paying the private school fees, or is it important to go and help and be I know piano, let me go and teach the piano to the Muslim school somewhere, or to the Baha'i person. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that is increasing the conscious and also bringing the whole people together. I do believe the temple, the Beit HaMikdash, is going to be built soon. But before that, we need to build that one in our hearts. Yes, there is an altar for Jews with the halakha, with all the mitzvah will happen, but there will be a table for everybody from different faiths to come and sit and drink and eat together.
Shivan, I'm listening to you. I've got a smile on my face and I'm thinking, what a beautiful vision. And yet I'm thinking there must be so many people listening to us this afternoon thinking this guy is completely nuts. Completely nuts.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Is he not taking into account the reality on the ground? You're talking about you proposing an Edenist garden in Iran, 5 plots, 5 faiths, 1 shared well, no security. I mean, beautiful, but impossible and slightly crazy, no?
It is, look, if you look at the Torah, everything that happened there was very crazy too. I'm not saying that I'm a prophet or I'm bringing the reality is happened before. And we talk about Moses, we see his act of action to leave Egypt, to go to the desert. That's, is it crazy? Maybe the answer is we need to be a bit crazy and out of norm to do something for the world that is getting crazy by itself.
Well, I tell you what, whatever we've done up until now hasn't exactly got us to a great space. So who knows? Maybe 100%. There's definitely some kind of space for doing things differently. And I like, you know, the fact that we preface this by saying you're not couching this in religious terms. You're talking about behavior. So I think that's going to make it somewhat more palatable.
And it's very much to do with the time that is spent. So you are a multi-billionaire. I can be greedy to your billion rands that you have in your account, but I cannot be jealous or envy to 24 hours that you have in your hand, which is exactly like my 24 hours. And what I do with my 24 hours and yours is in your hand and is my hand. So that's a big difference in Edenism mentality with the current situation. We score people according to the time that they spend on the community, even if that community is not their own faith or their own race or whatsoever.
We're going to leave it there this afternoon. Shervin Gorbani with a very different idea about how to perhaps do things somewhat differently.